Twins team. Oh, tools.
Tools.
Pretty cool. We're going to do tools. Yes. It's tool time.
Yeah.
With the tool people. We're going
to use the tools of God in His Word to bring His Word to fruition.
So let's start off with prayer and then we'll jump into our lesson.
Thank you, Father, for your presence, for your Word, for your Holy Spirit guiding us and directing us in everything we do. We thank you, Father, the production today is a blessing unto the kingdom of God to bring forth the blessing of the Lord throughout all the earth. We thank you, Father, for this, and we glorify you in everything we do. We ask this now in the name of Jesus, the name above all names, and we all said amen.
So we're going to show you tools. If you notice, I'm kind of in a bright color. It's fall. Today is the first September. No, October 1st. It's going to be the fall day. So we'll have more time to be indoors so we can start using our tools more. Although part of the tools we're showing you can use actually when you're out. But when it gets darker, like near Christmas and you're in your house early, it's dark at 5 o'clock, you'll have a tool to use to entertain you better than staying.
And strong concordance is a tool.
And social media. This will make you grow by leaps and bounds. One of the tools we're going to talk about today, which is a little different than we usually do, is Strong's Concordance. And I love that in one Bible study I had, they showed us how to use it, and they showed us some of the fun things you can do with it. There's lots of things. A lot of times words aren't quite translated right, and you can learn a new meaning and a new insight.
Or you can use a bigger understanding of what was being said.
But this is the one I love that starts off right in Genesis. It's kind of a fun thing. Right. If you take and translate the Hebrew into English, you get a hidden message that's for all of us.
Right. Yeah, it says the message is, if you notice here, this is the lineage of Adam. And Adam in the Hebrew has a meaning, and Adam means man, and then Seth was his son, and Seth had an appointed, and so on. You could see that all the way down. And then if you read the names, their meanings in a sentence, it means, and I'll read it to you here, it says, man appointed mortal sorrow, but the blessed God shall come down teaching. His death shall bring the despairing comfort or rest. Now, if you read that and you understand that, you could interpolate that was Jesus in the very beginning, is a prophecy of the coming of the Messiah.
Right. Well, and as we know, the father of faith had his name changed and was called the father of many nations. So there's a purpose to this. It's kind of to have things happen, they need to be said and believed. And so for generations, by saying it in Hebrew, because they knew what the Hebrew meant, we might not have, but they do know what
they were Hebrew meant.
So,
right.
So they're saying basically, Jesus, we're having despair because things aren't going well, but the Blessed One comes, Jesus, and he takes care of everything. So now that we've learned that from Strong's, you can just see one simple lesson. We're going to go along. In one of our classes, we were teaching a short lesson on how to use Strong's.
How to use Strong's.
So if you actually go to truthwins.com under the adult section on the pull down, this short clip will be there that you can reference at any time. But we'll teach you in case you aren't already using it. You don't even have to buy the huge book. The book was really thick.
Right.
It's probably
very easy, free.
So thick. And this is on our phone where we can take it easily in our pocket. So off we go into the lesson, and then we'll be back to talk to you.
Hello, everybody. This is Randall Keith. This is an instructional video for the class for Liberty University, DMIN 853, Microproject 3. And it's an instructional video an instructional video for showing how to use the Strong's Concordance. And in that endeavor, I had to determine which concordance to use. I came up, I went through all the different concordances, and it came up that Strong's is the strongest, let's say it that way, the strongest concordance to show the exact, hopefully, the, I would say, a high probability of the correct or the original meanings of the words that were in produced in the Word of God, the Bible. In Greek is the New Testament, and Hebrew is the Old Testament. And it does, it gives that in all the different books of the Bible and King James Version. And so after determining that, I had to determine which scripture we were going to discuss. And I came up with, I liked it. It was, it's a, it gives a nuance of difference of meaning in the word love. And so in John 21:15 through 17, Jesus, two times, in one kind of, meaning in Greek, he said, "Do you love me?" to Simon Peter, and Peter, and Simon Peter used a different Greek word to say, "Yes, I love you." But the third time, Jesus came back and said, the third time Jesus said, he said it in the more what Simon Peter said originally that he loved. And Peter was a little bit disturbed because Jesus was giving him a little bit of a pressure to know the difference between the two, I guess, I would think. I know, you'd have to make that decision when you read it. But here is the scripture, John 21:15 through 17. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?" And he said unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou lovest that I love thee." And he said unto him, "Feed my lambs." He said unto him again the second time, "Simon, the son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." And he said unto him, "Feed my sheep." And then he said unto him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" And Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." And so in that, we know that we're going to try to, you know, I'm going to show you how to get the app on your phone. I would say 90% of the world, I would hope 90% of the world, at least in the Western world, uses a smartphone. And I use an Apple IIe, that was the original Apple I owned years ago. An Apple 16, an iPhone 16e. And my wife uses a different one, my kids use a different one, a different brand, but they all come up with, they have an app store, and I'm going to show you a picture of my, dashboard that shows the app store in there. And you can see that. And also you can see my Strong's Concordance down there in the right, the bottom of that. But anyway, what you do is you go to your app store on your phone, and then you go farther down. And then you go inside after you hit the App Store, you look up the Strong's Concordance, and then you click on it, and it opens, into you're in the book, let's say it that way, the Strong's Concordance book online. And then it gives you a position, it shows you all the books of the Bible. And then we are going to use John 21, we're going to look up John, the book of John. You go into the book of John and you look it up, and it goes into John 21. You can see that on here, and it's the King James Version, so it's exactly the same, but it gives these little numbers and letters depicting the specific love. So G25 is the love that Jesus said. And then later on, you can see down there Simon Peter said, "You knowest that I love you," and that's G5368. So those are the two love words that were said in the King James, which if you go, you click on those, those are like little icons, or those are like little hyperlinks. In the G25, you can go down and you click on it, and it gives you the more definitive exactly what the word in the Greek was, and it's agapio. It gives the pronunciation agapio, I say. If I'm saying it wrong, I'm sorry. So anyway, it kind of gives you, it says love, beloved, and it gives, and it's a more, a higher form of love than any other of the loves. And then the other one is G5368, and G5368 is phileo. And that word is, and it gives you a definition of that. It has a lot more explanation there. It's more of a soulish love, a friendship love, not as, you know, a high love, but not as high as the agapio love. So then after we go to that, we see that if you notice in there, when you look at the King James, he says, love, do you love me? Jesus said, love, agapio, first time. And Peter said, phileo. And then he said, agapio. And then Peter said, aphileo. But the third time, Jesus said, phileo. And that's what I think really upset Peter, because he used his friendship love rather than godly love for the third time, and he said, yes, I do love you, and phileo. So, and another thing, that a nuance of that is that many people, they don't use the King James Version, and it came up to me that maybe, well, it still is not a roadblock to using the Strong's Concordance. You can go to the New International Version, you can look at that, you can see here it says love, and you could, the same, the Greek meanings of the words do define that. And the King James, I mean, in the New International Version, it says the God kind of love, and then the phileo is the soulish emotional love. So it gives you a little more determination about what Jesus the nuance, the difference between the two loves in the New International Version. And then we go down to, I want to cap to you my final thing about who can use these. Anybody that has a smartphone all over the world, wherever you are, and the true meaning of the Greek and Hebrew is produced for us in an easy form rather than a book form. And it makes it much easier. You could use it anywhere in the world, pretty much, in Asia, in Europe, or in South America. I'm sure it all come up. And it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can use it. And as I said, where you know, it's anywhere in the world. And the meetings were profound, pretty much. And why do we do that? So that we grow in the favor of God. We grow in the... And when we use the concordance, we know the much more higher meaning of the words that are in the Bible. And when we do that, we grow in our spiritual formation. We have a better relationship with God and His Spirit by the Holy Spirit, and we know that we are able to destroy the works of the devil, because he can't come up to us with some harebrained word or somebody saying something about the Bible. And when you know the Bible, you go, no, you don't know. You just say, talk to the hand. So anyway, I thank you for listening to me. You have a great day, and I will praise the Lord all the day long.
And here we'll let you see there's a list of how to download onto Strong's. And if you want, you can copy it here, or you could go to our website under adults, truthwins.com. On the adults, the pull down, it has
a link.
Well, no, it has a link to the Strong's Concordance tutorial, and under the YouTube video is the list. So you have lots of ways to access it. But one of the things I want to say that's kind of exciting, just another aspect, because we did originally show like how it was fun to look at the names, but in this one, we see, like, if you've read that verse before, you just see the word love, 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 and you don't even see that there's any difference in the types of love. So now, I know a lot of people thought, well, he was denied three times, so he asked him three times about love. That could be it. You could think on that. It could be he was hoping that Peter was already up to the God kind of love.
And Jesus wanted
wanted to pull him up to the God kind of love. But then he went back down to where Peter was and said, yes, friendship love is good. But he gave Peter the thought, yes, we should all move to the God kind of love. Because the God kind of love is pure love, which is what mankind has shed abroad in their heart by the Holy Spirit, and it comes out of your mouth then. So that's the love you want, not an emotional love.
Train yourself to be.
Because you don't want to just be in an emotional mode, and so then you get mad, and then you, I don't love you, because we always love.
Right.
And so that's important. But so that's a tool that's fun to do. If you pick a word and you go look it up, you might find all different kinds of, it's kind of, we always say that the Bible's like an onion. You can peel different layers, and there's more meaning and more knowledge as you learn more. So in this fall time, Christmas, winter, when you're inside, you have time to use your tool, yeah, the Strong's Concordance.
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
One of the things
and that truth wins.
One of the other tools I enjoy is like going to YouTube and just turning on the Bible and listening to it be read to me. I can be in the kitchen cooking dinner, and I love David Suchet, I think is how you say his name.
Yeah.
And
he played Turkio Proloro.
I love hearing his voice. So we're going to give you a sample of him, and then we'll...
Yeah, he has a really good voice, and it's, you know, just something for you to listen to at a secondary, you know. You can be doing other things while you're listening.
Right, and you probably can even, if you put it on your phone, you can actually listen to it in the car. I just happen to prefer his reading. Actually, on my phone, I also bought a long time ago an Audible that was done by actors, which is good. But as we know with neuroplasticity, the more you hear it, even if it's in the background, you're picking it up and it's being planted, and that becomes part of your soul, and it changes you.
Romans 10:17 is talking about that.
So we're going to go to 3 John, and we're just going to listen to see how it sounds and give you a sample.
Mm-hmm.
3 John. The elder, to my dear friend Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health, and that all may go well with you just as you are progressing spiritually. It gave me great joy when some believers came and testified about your faithfulness to the truth, telling how you continue to walk in it. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Dear friend, you are faithful in what you are doing for the brothers and sisters, even though they are strangers to you. They have told the church about your love. Please send them on their way in a manner that honors God. It was for the sake of the name that they went out, receiving no help from the pagans. We ought therefore to show hospitality to such people, so that we may work together for the truth. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to be first, will not welcome us. So when I come, I will call attention to what he's doing, spreading malicious nonsense about us. And not satisfied with that, he even refuses to welcome other believers. He also stops those who want to do so and puts them out of the church. Dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. Demetrius is well spoken of by everyone, and even by the truth itself. We also speak well of him, and you know that our testimony is true. I have much to write to you, but I do not want to do so with pen and ink. I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face. Peace to you. The friends here send their greetings. Greet the friends there by name.
And we're back. And I do love this. I might have cut it off too soon, so I'll just say what I love. I love it. Love it. Beloved, I wish above all things thou mayest prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers.
Amen.
And we're teaching you how to get your soul to prosper, to study your strongs.
Your mind, your emotions, and your will is your soul.
Right. So we're showing you, like, use the strong concordance so you can get it correct in your soul, your brain, your mind.
And to renew your mind to line up with the... with your spirit, which is renewed by, or not renewed, but you have a new spirit when you get born again.
But then you need to renew your mind. Another tool we like, we have a small Bible study that meets in our house, and probably one of our favorite tools for teaching a group. We have about 10 people. What we do, this is the Bible study we use. It's by Kenneth Hagin. He has it on prayer, on healing, I think the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And finances. And it's a great course. It's probably 20 to 24 lessons, and you can get it on Amazon, or you can go to...
It's very profound.
You
very
can go
good.
To his site and get it from him. The part we do, we'll just give you an example how to use it as a tool, how we use it. We... read it at home. We take it home. Everybody has their own copy. As they read it, they highlight the parts they like.
Yes, there's like 25 chapters.
Right. So in the chapter one, we're in it. We highlight what we like. And while we're home and we answer the questions, which there's usually 10 or so in the back of the book, when we meet, we say a prayer. Then we go around to each person and ask what they like and let them say why in that chapter. Then we answer the questions. And then after we do that, we ask for prayer requests. And then we go over answer prayer. So that's kind of a tool.
And it's powerful.
It's powerful. It teaches. It has a lot of biblical references to support it. Because as we know, you need like two or three scriptures to align to make it really not just something there to teach you.
Yeah, and prayer has rules, and it teaches the rules of prayer, a different kind of prayer, prayer of petition, prayer of thanksgiving, a prayer of
intercession.
I don't know, there's probably 12 different kinds of prayer.
Right, and so you will learn how to use your different tools, because this is about having tools. For example,
You can't use baseball rules when you're playing football. So that's what a lot of people do in prayer.
And we can't take scripture out of context, because we know Judas killed himself, and we're not supposed to all go kill ourselves. So that's not a good one in the Bible.
Yeah.
But it's there to teach us something.
Right.
It's to teach us what we should and shouldn't do. And that's why probably I really love a book that I've studied a lot is the Book of Job. And it's really a book to help us on our spiritual formation.
Right.
To show us who's causing the problems,
right,
who's answering the problems, and watching three friends give advice. But their advice...
they're kind of half-truths.
Right. It could be true if you did something wrong.
And one was his cousin.
Right. Then you're out
Eliphaz.
You're out of the will of God, and that could cause your problem. But as we know from the beginning of the book Job, it said he was a righteous man. So that wasn't really the issue that caused all the problems. But we're not going to teach the whole book of Job. But because it's there, I think Job is the best one. We can see, because at the end of the book of Job, in book 42 of Job, chapter 42 of the book of Job, he says, "Oh, I got it all wrong." And he repented and changed. Because he didn't understand it's God. God does give and take away. God gives and take away.
So he used the prayer of thanksgiving. And also he asked for forgiveness.
Right. But what he learned is God does give and take away. But he's not giving evil. He's giving good, and he takes away evil.
Right.
And Satan gives evil and takes away good.
Right.
So that's a key.
You got to understand that.
That's a tool.
When he said that.
Right. That's a tool. We just gave you that tool that gives you knowledge to read the rest of your Bible. God doesn't give evil. He may step back and evil happens, but he's not the giver. It says Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy, and God came to give life more abundantly.
Amen.
So we'll end with that. Oh, we wanted to tell you what we're doing. We're kind of excited. We've just started our Wi-Fi podcast, which is just a quick connecting
it's
science
like
to God.
Going, it's produced for youth and young adults.
Right. It's just to get them interested in seeing, wow, you can see God in science. It's such an amazing thing. And we're on our, I believe our third episode just happened. It was Making Lemonade.
Lemonade.
You should listen
it's a really
to it.
Good one.
It's really fun. You can go again to Truth Wins website and under the teen section, pull it down. And there will be a link to Wi-Fi. You can listen to the three we already have there. But it was kind of fun. For example, we put it on Facebook and we had 280 likes. And so we're going, whoa, how many people listen? Because not everybody puts like even if they like
really,
it.
Really
so,
nice.
It's really eye-opening.
You'll like it, I know.
I think it's so eye-opening because we're so busy and we use our phone and we're on TV. And if you just go out in nature and you look at what all the things that are there, if you listen to Wi-Fi, you'll see God everywhere pretty soon. You'll see him in the trees, in the bees, in the spiders, in the whales, in the peanuts, in anything.
Right.
And so we're going to continue doing this once a week along with teaching you here. I know this was a little bit of a different teaching, but it's becoming fall and winter and time to be indoors. So now you can't say, oh, I don't know how to use Strong's. I don't know where it is. I can't find it. You now know how to find it, where it is. You know, there's. If you forget, you can go to the adult thing and pull down the tutorial and click on it and listen again. Or if you don't want to listen, there are all the steps printed below where the video is. And so we'll say, have a good week, a blessed week.
Mm-hmm.
Like and subscribe. Mm-hmm. Share with your friends. Anything else to say?
Truth wins.
Truth wins. And we'll see you next.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
We'll see you next week.